Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Like I said, we will give you another chance to win us. Tickets before 9 o'clock this morning. And guess, Garth did win Entertainer of the Year last night at the CMA Award Show.
I always try to call it like I see it. If they gave this award for this show tonight, I'd have to give it to Reba McEntire's performance for tonight, too. That's amazing.
She did fancy. She was amazing.
Kelsey Ballerini, if you want to know what an entertainer is, take a guitar and just a single voice in the middle of an arena and shrink a room. Fantastic performance
tonight.
Brought
tears to my eyes with Homecoming Queen last night.
Luke Combs, wherever you're at, this has got your name on it in the future, Hoss. I can tell you that right now.
And Luke won Male Vocalist of the Year.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
So that's why Garth Brooks gets Entertainer of the Year. How do you not fall in love with that man?
Right? Everything he does. Yeah, everything he said is just perfect.
He's like, gracious, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what country music embodies. So I mentioned that Luke Combs won for Male Vocalist of the Year. And this got some mixed reaction. The reaction from the crowd got mixed reaction. So this was after he was announced as Male Vocalist of the Year. So a lot of people on social media were concerned that he was being booed. They're not booing him. They're yelling, Luke.
Yeah, right.
That's like their cheer, you know, kind of like what we used to do for Deuce.
Sure.
So many great performances, and I can just go on and on and on. But let's just hit some of the highlights from last night's CMA Awards. So Garth Brooks, we also know Luke Combs. Not only did he take home Male Vocalist of the Year, but also Song of the Year for Beautiful Crazy, which was tremendous. Blake Shelton got Single of the Year for God's Country. Album of the Year this year went to Maren Morris, which is tremendous. Mm-hmm. It's such a great album, girl, and she did a wonderful performance all the while rubbing her little baby bump there, so that was super cute. Our Female Vocalist of the Year this year is Kacey Musgraves, vocal group, Old Dominion, vocal duo, Dan and Shay. It was lots of fun, and we would love to hear from you. If you watched the CMAs last night, tell us what you thought.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
It's going to make me cry again.
I know.
Seriously, it was so beautiful last night. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The CMAs were amazing.
You are going to cry again.
I'm totally crying again. It was just, I hear those voices, though, Dave, and it's just like, all right. So the show opened with Carrie Underwood, who was hosting throughout the evening, and Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. And then they started singing, and then other women started singing. And it was, I mean, it just ran through the history of country. Yeah. Crystal Gayle was on stage. Loretta Lynn was in the audience.
Tucker took over.
Yes, absolutely.
And the thing is, they had told us ahead of time that this was going to happen, but to see it and hear it is totally different than what you would even imagine it would be.
It was chilling. It was so beautiful. I mean, it really just, it took my breath away. I was so proud. I was so, so proud to be part of this community. And I just love country music. So, but this isn't about me. This is last night's award show. I'm sorry, getting so carried away. So last night's award. So congratulations to the guy who is coming to Prospectors on December 2nd.
Yeah.
Mr. Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year.
I always tried to call it like I see it. If they gave this award for this show tonight, I'd have to give it to Reba McEntire's performance for tonight, too. That's
so Reba performed fancy, and she had, like, dress changes.
Kelsey Ballerini, if you want to know what an entertainer is, take a guitar and just a single voice in the middle of an arena and shrink a room. Fantastic performance.
Kelsey was amazing. She did Homecoming Queen.
Luke Combs, wherever you're at, this has got your name on it in the future, Hoss. I can tell you that right now.
Gosh.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
Preach, wow. Garth Brooks. Oh, my God. goodness.
Right.
It was like a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
3 hours of just amazingness.
And it's like when Garth wins, I know, you know, a lot of people thought Carrie or Keith Urban, yeah. but once Garth gets up there and starts talking, you just go, yeah, he's the man.
You're like, okay, yeah, you can do anything, Mr. Brooks. Right. You can do anything. Yeah, so that was amazing. So, yeah, and he shouted out to some of the most amazing performances of the evening for sure. And Luke Combs, who was so gracious and fantastic, he won for Male Vocalist of the Year. Also, Beautiful Crazy won for Song of the Year.
Sure.
And he dedicated that to his wife or his fiance. He said, you know, thanks for inspiring this song and bringing this part of me out. Single of the Year this year went to Blake Shelton for God's Country. A lot of people so excited about that. Maren Morris won Album of the Year, which...
huge honor.
That was... I mean, that's the one that everyone wants, right? Like, Entertainer of the Year is the big one, but as an artist, you want Album of the Year because that's where you put your heart and soul in making those songs. So a big... this was a big year for her. She's having a baby, right?
Right.
Then she's just up there singing and she sounded amazing and she's rubbing her belly and then she got to win the Album of the Year. Oh, my goodness. Kacey Musgraves took home the award for Female Vocalist of the Year and the list goes on and on.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We have a celebrity sighting in town, and it's in the burbs. I'll tell you who you can see and where coming up. But first, congratulations to the CMA Entertainer of the Year, Mr. Garth Brooks.
Always tried to call it like I see it. If they gave this award for this show tonight, I'd have to give it to Reba McEntire's performance for tonight, too. Man, she's amazing.
She did fancy and changed her outfit 3 times during that performance.
Kelsey Ballerini, if you want to know what an entertainer is, take a guitar and just a single voice in the middle of an arena and shrink a room. Fantastic performance. Tonight.
Also brought me to tears when she did Homecoming Queen. It was so good.
Luke Combs, wherever you're at, this has got your name on it in the future, Hoss. I can tell you that right now.
Luke Combs won for Male Vocalist of the Year.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our ass on the stage down that road and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
Yes, and we love you, Garth Brooks. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be one of those people that gets Garth to come to town, then be listening because we're not far away from you hearing Dive Bar.
Hint, hint.
And then
hint,
you want to be calling number 25 when you hear it, and you are going to be on your way to Prospectors to see him on December 2nd. So stick around for that. Some of the other big winners last night, congratulations. Maren Morris won for Album of the Year with her album Girl, which is unbelievable. Female Vocalist of the Year went to Kacey Musgraves. Old Dominion got Vocal Group. Dan and Shay got Vocal Duo. Big surprise last night, Single of the Year going to Blake Shelton and God's Country.
Right.
Not surprising because it is a great song, but surprising because it was up against Speechless from Dan and Shay, which is like had to be one of the biggest songs across any kind of music last year.
True. Yeah, it was on all formats, it seemed.
Yeah, it was crazy. And our new Artist of the Year, Ashley McBride, I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a little bit more from her coming up. And now I have to talk about who is in town and what's going on. So I got a text message from my friend Jane this morning who was like... at the Thorndale, or I mean at the Kmart in Thorndale. Oh my goodness. There's all this commotion and stuff because they're filming Mayor of Easttown, that new Kate Winslet show, right? So they've been all over, I guess, in that area. And I was checking out Facebook then to see if anybody has run into her. And lo and behold, one of my Facebook friends, Amanda, posted, "We met at the Lou and exchanged pleasantries. She touched my shoulder, called me darling, and denied me a selfie. I told her, I love you anyway." She said, "I think Kate Winslet and I are now BFFs." Yes, Amanda, I'm fairly certain that's exactly how that works.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and really, a big props for you to you for asking for a selfie in the bathroom. Yeah. Like, that was tremendous.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.